Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. I don't want to waste any time apologizing for not recording between now and the last episode. I know it's been a long time, but a lot has been going on, and I'm sure everyone can relate. A lot and so little at the same time. It's so weird. It's just, I feel like I'm living in this alternative reality, and there's a lot I can talk about. There's a lot that's on my mind. There's a lot of current events going on right now, protests and riots, and I keep up to date with all of that on my YouTube channel, so if you're into this content that I'm creating here in English, please hop on over to my channel. It's just under my name, Dorothea, with an underscore underscore V for Vasicek, my last name. And even if I'm speaking in Portuguese in my videos, all of my videos have subtitles, so you can definitely check them out. If you don't speak Portuguese, it's all good. But I know that a lot of people here listening to me are perhaps English speakers or Portuguese speakers who speak English and they want to practice their listening. And instead of going on any kind of rant about the state of the world right now, I just kind of feel like venting. Not trying to get too personal, because I'm always trying to, you know, draw the line somewhere between oversharing. But I think it's important to be real and just share with you the imperfections of life, because I get really fed up with social media sometimes, just people showing off their engagements and weddings and children and like all the good things, all the happy moments. And I get that people don't want to show off their, you know, disagreements with their husband or their low self-esteem or other ghosts that we have in our closet. But I'm recording this from my son's room. He's on the futon right now. He's taking a nap. So I didn't want to record near him. I didn't want to record outside because I do live on a semi-busy street. And I know that the cars passing by would interrupt the audio. So I knew I wanted to record inside, and I'm just sitting here inside his little tent, which feels very appropriate because he loves this tent. This is where he sleeps every night. This is his little room inside his room, and it feels like a little cocoon. You know, I'm in here, and it's way too small for me, for my whole body to fit in, but like my torso upwards can fit. And I guess if I curled in the fetal position, I could fit in here. But it's just to try and give you a visual. It feels like I'm in this, wrapped up in this blanket, in this little cocoon, in this closed space. And that's really how I feel right now. I am in a new place. I've moved to Louisiana, started over yet again. And now with the shutdown and everything, things are slowly starting to reopen here where I am in the United States, in Louisiana. Northern Louisiana, but I'm still a stay-at-home mom. Like, my lifestyle didn't really change all that much with the stay-at-home orders, with the lockdown, whatever you want to call it, the quarantine. But, it definitely changed, definitely affected me, but it didn't change my day-to-day all that much. I haven't had a vehicle. There's been some car drama going on for the last month, which I don't really want to get into either, but I might be facing my first lawsuit with the last company that fixed my car, who really didn't fix my car. I had to pay a deductible twice. It was a big mess. Ben, my partner, he's gotten another vehicle now, but he has to work on it, and he's been working on it, but he's missing a part, and so he, for now, is taking my car to work every day, so all of that is to say that I'm without wheels during the day, which I'm grateful that we have at least one set of functioning wheels, one car that works and that he can take to work, because he needs that. And I know he's doing his best to work on his van and get everything fixed and up and running as soon as possible. But it just kind of intensifies this cabin fever of like lockdown and staying at home and being a stay-at-home mom and everything's closed and I don't have a car, and it's just like, oh my gosh, when is this going to end? And I know it is going to end. I know it's not going to be like this forever, but the fact that I'm in a new area, I don't really know anyone. Like, all the friends and people I've connected with here are friends and family of Ben, which they're wonderful people, but I haven't made my own friends organically yet. And it's a million times harder to do that when you're a mom, because you're just not even thinking in terms of like taking care of yourself socially, your social needs. And I think that we're all going to come out of this quarantine. My prediction is that when it all gets lifted, whenever a vaccine gets made, or whenever like it gets back to normal, which I cringe, I freaking hate that term of like new normal, but whatever, you know what I mean. When all of this passes over, which hopefully it will, and hopefully it will soon, I think a lot of people are going to come out of their houses, come out of their apartments, and face this new world or whatever, face reality, and realize that they're really bent out of shape emotionally, that they're really unstable, that there's a lot of insecurities, and you know, there's been a lot of job loss, there's been a lot of financial stress, there's been a lot of all of the stress for over the last couple months. This has been such a weird year. This is such a weird time. Everything that's happening, so much division politically, socially, everything, it's just a mess. And I really think that if we weren't already in a mental health crisis before, which I think you could argue that we definitely were, it's going to be 10 times worse. And I feel it. I feel it degrading on me. I feel myself wanting to like punch something, or like, you know, I feel anger, I feel upset, I feel immense sadness. And I'm not just talking about the time of month, right? Like hormonal changes and periods and all that. No, I'm talking about just me, like who I am at my core, and feeling like, what am I doing with my life? Like, what is going on? Like wanting to strangle something, but just keeping my cool and just like keeping it under tabs that just... The other day on my Instagram, I posted a Q&A box, which I do quite frequently, maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks. I will answer questions on Instagram. And a lot of times I get hit with the same questions, you know, how old are you? What's your sign? which, by the way, I'm 30. I'm a Pisces. People ask about being a single mom. People ask about what I miss the most about Brazil. People will ask me the same questions a lot of times. And I try and answer different questions, but I also try and repeat some of the most commonly answered questions, because I know that there's always new people following me and they don't know. So it's like, it's an innocent question. It's someone who really doesn't know and wants to know. So, yeah. And again, it's a fine line between oversharing and, also wanting to be real and authentic and, you know, provide entertainment, because that's really what it is. I'm always blown away by how many questions people will ask, and I'm very selective about which ones I choose to answer and how I answer them. But people will ask a lot about Max's dad, his father, like his actual father. And they'll ask a lot about Ben, and I'm totally open with those questions as well. A lot of times Ben will appear in my stories, and thankfully stories are limited to whatever, like 10 or 15 seconds. So I don't have to like go into detail about anything. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to even, you know, respond to anything. But it's just, it gets under my skin sometimes that, you know, I put myself out there, and I know a lot of people know me, and they feel like they know me very intimately because I've shared very intimate details of my life. But then it's like, I don't know you. Like, you know, like you're asking me, does his dad pay child support? How often does he call? Like, does he still talk to his son? Are they still in contact? When will they see each other again? Like a lot of questions that, for one, I either have the answer and don't want to share it, or for two, I don't know. Like I don't know. I don't have, you don't think I ask myself the same question, you know? And I know people don't really think, they don't really ponder what they're asking. And I put myself out there. So like, who is to blame, really? It's myself, obviously. So I feel stupid even complaining about this or even bringing it up. But I just feel like I need to vent about this because it's really frustrating to try and answer for someone who is completely out of my life. Out of my life. I'm saying that specifically about my life. He's obviously not out of Max's life. He's still and forever will be his biological father. And I battle. I think the thing that it really gets to me, because I know that the people asking these questions are kind-hearted people. They're just curious. They just want to know what's going on, you know? They don't know the details. They don't know why we broke up, which is something that I've purposefully not divulged online as much as I would love to. Truth be told, I would love to have like a whole video where I just vent about my discrepancies with his biological father. But I don't feel it's appropriate, you know? He's not there to defend himself. It's me talking to an audience who's obviously biased because they like me and they're following me. And so, of course, they're going to be on my side. And it's really just stroking my ego if I go into details and share with the world what's happened according to my perspective, you know? And it's a limited perspective. And I don't want Max to someday find that content and be like, Mom, what's this about? Like, why were you bashing Dad and all of this? So I tread very lightly on all of this, but it really gets to me because I have a lot of questions. You know, I have a lot of questions about his dad and the things that he's done, and I will never get answers to a lot of those questions. And I don't know what I'm doing, you know, like we're all just faking it here. Let's be real. No one has any idea what they're doing. We're all just walking through this life, making things up as we go, making decisions, calling the shots one at a time, taking it a day at a time. And up until this present moment, I've made every single decision based on what's going on and the information that I have in that moment. And I don't have all the information all the time, and I can't predict the future. And what's important to me, what's the most important to me in my life, in my job, in with my son, in my relationships, with creating content, the most important thing to me is having and maintaining my integrity. And so I battle with this idea of, am I a good person? Did I make the right decision? Did I just make the biggest mistake of my life? Did I not? You know, I mean, I've settled it with myself that I know I made a good decision with his father by separating from him because it was a very, very bad situation. But it's hard because I wonder, when will he see his father again? What will he ask? Will Max blame me because I stripped him of his father or something, you know? And I have these like dirty words that I call myself, that I think I'm such a bad person because I did this and I did that, when really the fact is I know that I did the best I could with what I had in the moment at the time. So there's really no reason to feel all this guilt, you know? And I was talking to me on the phone yesterday with my mom, who I don't talk to enough, but we've had a strained relationship for a very long time. For many years, I actually didn't even speak to her, or would just infrequently send her a message or an email or give her a call like every 6 months and just say, oh, I'm in Brazil. Oh, I'm in Europe. Oh, I'm in Peru. Like, I really separated myself from my mom for a long time. And I think that's actually what saved my relationship with her, because we've since bonded and kind of met in the middle with our differences. We have a lot of differences, but we needed some time to not talk and to not relate to each other. But anyways, that's a whole other story. But basically what I'm saying is, now, present day, my mom and I have a pretty good relationship. We still don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, primarily religious things, but we've been able to mend our relationship to the point where I can share with her more intimate things about my life. And she wants to be a part of Max's life. So she's willing to work with me, and kind of bridge the gap. And she's the only person in my family who's met Max's biological father. She went to Rio when he was born. She actually arrived the day before I went into the hospital, which was really good luck. Very fortunate, I should say. But anyways, she was there for 3 weeks, right, when Max was born, and she was my rock. Like, without her during that very sensitive time, I don't know what I would have done. I was a wreck. Postpartum is no joke, and I was kidding myself that I was in this very good relationship when I wasn't. And I think his dad put on this very good show to my mom to show that he was this person who he's not. And she could see the cracks, but she was also fooled, you know, and we talk about it now. And it's very interesting to get her perspective because she is the only person who's met him personally. And I was telling her all of this yesterday. It's like really almost makes me want to cry because I was like, Mom, I just don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what's right anymore, you know. I would be perfectly happy if I never had to speak or hear his name ever again, or, you know, talk to him, hear his voice, if he was just completely cut out of the picture until whenever, until Max is 18 and he can go find him if he wants to. But I don't know how cruel that is. You know, like, I don't know if that's what is he deserving? What's worth saving in that relationship? Nothing for me, absolutely nothing. But I also, it's this fine line of like respecting the fact that he is a biological part of Max, who is an integral part of my life. And how are you supposed to treat someone who is completely, who doesn't contribute, okay, who doesn't help, who hasn't helped, who's never helped, okay, who's really just been, okay, I'm really trying to pick my words carefully here because I don't want to expose anything, or like I'm trying to vent but at the same time censor myself a little bit, because I, like I said a million times, it's not fair to just go off on him. But it's like, how am I supposed to treat this situation? I don't know what's right. And if I were to put Max in the presence of his dad, go out of my way, assuming, let's say, that he pays for the tickets or whatever, right? Like the travel expenses. And I were to go with Max and whatever, like assuming I can just stop my life and take Max on this vacation to wherever his dad may be in the world, which who knows, you know, at any given time he could be anywhere. But I would be scared. I would be putting myself in a compromised position where I don't know if his dad could kidnap him or take him away, do something horrendous that I would never forgive myself for having put Max in that position. What age is the right age for this? Like, what is... I ask myself all the time, what kind of questions will Max have for me about his dad? And I don't want to badmouth him. I just want to give him the facts and present him with the information, and he can draw his own conclusions. And hopefully, having been raised by me for his whole life, he'll understand that I did what I thought was right, you know? But again, it comes back down to this question of integrity and morality and what is right and what is wrong. And I guess I'm pleading here, this venting session that I'm having right now, which I call a podcast, Thoughts, is really hoping that the people, whoever's listening to this, if you have a similar experience, whether you were the mother of a, or you're the mother of a single child, you've broken up with your partner, the biological father of your child, or the biological mother, it could go both ways. Or if you were raised by a single mom or a single dad or whatever your life situation is, like, how do you deal with that now, you know, as an adult, as a mature person? How do you blame one parent for one thing and wish that things could have turned out differently? I guess it's just, it is what it is, and I shouldn't think about it so much. But again, all this time in quarantine and all of this little micro dramas that happen in my life that I don't discuss publicly, it just really gets to me. And I don't have a lot of people I can talk about it with, because I don't want to talk about it with Ben, because he really doesn't have anything to do with Max's biological father. And it's not fair to him to vent to him about my emotional baggage, you know? And I don't know many people here. I don't have anyone here basically as a source to vent to. I have some friends who I can message and talk to here and there, and that helps, but like it's really hard. And I'm hoping that someone out there listening can relate to this inner battle of like, whether it has to do with child custody or being raised by a single parent, or even just something else where you just feel like it's you against the world and you don't know what is right and what is wrong, which can apply to a slew of different contexts. So if you're listening and if this is interesting to you at all, if this is relatable to you, please reach out to me. I would love to get your feedback on the subject. And I guess I just need some affirmation that I'm a good person, that I'm a good mom. And it's something that I think every mom, no matter their marital situation, struggles with. You know, am I a good mom? That's like the number one question. Am I a good mom? Am I a good mom? Why can't we just stand up and hold hands and be like, we are all good moms? Like, you know, so what if you have this vice, or if you yell at your child today because you just lost all your patience and all your will? Like, you know, if things happen, you know, like you lose control. It's not all perfect butterfly rainbow moments of like perfect Instagrammable moments of life. It's not. It's really not. And I know my, yeah, of course I'm biased, but I think my son is very adorable and very cute. And I post wonderfully cute videos of him and in all of his glory, but he's a little terrorist sometimes, you know, like he's not perfect. Sometimes, like yesterday, oh my gosh, yesterday I stepped out to have a drink with Ben just on the porch. And when we came back in, Max had managed to climb up the couch, like the recliner, which there's a spice rack right behind it, which we've since switched positions with the table so that he can't reach the spice rack, but which he's never done before. But he's getting taller and he's starting to reach up on the counter, just on the edge, because he can't really see over the counter, but he can reach up and grab things, and he'll grab knives and stuff. Oh my gosh, it just gives me a heart attack. But he had grabbed the pepper and had spilled half the pepper all over the bed, and he was coughing. And I'm like, well, that's what you get when you sneeze pepper. Like when you inhale pepper, you're gonna sneeze, you're gonna cough. Like, it doesn't feel good to inhale pepper. you know, it's one of those moments that it's like, what, crazy child. But you know, that's how they learn. I guess, you know, what I'm getting at here is that I know and I'm convinced that the decisions I've made up until this point have been the right decisions for me in my circumstances. The thing that I stress about, which is really not even worth stressing about, is the unknown, right? And why do you stress about the unknown? It's because you think you can project, like, oh, well, this and this XYZ will happen, when really we don't know what's going to happen. And that's the beauty. And it, so many things can turn around between here, right now, this moment, and 1 year from now, and 5 years from now, and 20 years from now. And like, it's really pointless to try and go through and run through every single possibility of what could happen and how you would react to it and everything. And you just don't know. You don't know where you're going to be. You don't know what's going to be happening in the world. You don't. And the truth is, in some ways, I'm grateful to the whole coronavirus pandemic, because it's taken some of the pressure off of me to travel and to see his dad and his family and wherever they may be. You know, it's kind of a great excuse to be like, well, I got to stay home. Like, the whole world is shut down. But it's a complicated issue, and it involves a lot of emotions, a lot of mixed emotions, a lot of things that I don't have the answers for. So I guess that's my rant. That's my session. That's my podcast for the day, you guys. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. And keep asking me good questions on Instagram if you're on there. Keep, you know, prodding me a little bit here and there. I get maybe a little bit overly sensitive with some topics, but I hope that's understandable. And I try not to show it, you know. I don't necessarily, and I don't answer most of those sensitive questions. I choose not to. But I understand where the curiosity comes from, and I get that people just want to know, and they don't know. So of course I put it out there to ask a question, and they're going to ask whatever they want. So, yeah, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time, whenever next time may be. Bye-bye.